Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Christmas is a gift from the Holy Ghost. If you have a Christmas party, you better invite the one that started it, the Holy Ghost. He started it. Christmas is about miracles. Christmas starts with a miracle. It said, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. I mean, if you've had any Christmas without a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, you've missed it. Let's get to the point. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. I'm going to tell you what to call him. You got to know who he is. When somebody says you call somebody by name, you call it for what it is. Many people don't even know who Jesus is. They don't know what the name Jesus means. In this Christmas season, we have a responsibility to call his name Jesus. It's just not the title of the person, but it's the purpose of the person. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save who? His. Who shall he save? See, we get that all messed up. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save somebody. How many of you want to be saved? Well, listen. He saves his people. Circle the word his. There are a whole lot of people that want to receive these benefits. And they want to receive this life. But they're none of his. Jesus said, my people hear my voice. First of all, in order to have salvation, you got to be one of his. Christmas is a his thing. I mean, Christmas really is a closed party. Christmas is invitation only. But you got to RSVP. ASAP. I mean, if you want to get in on the party, he sends everybody the invitation. But those that respond to the invitation get to become his kind of people. See, we're singing all these songs, but they're not his people singing. Oh, we better get to it. They can have Santa Claus, but I'll take Jesus. I mean, Santa Claus will drop you off a gift down the chimney and leave you where you are. But Jesus comes on the scene to save you and to deliver you and to set you free. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's something to us this morning. I mean, that's speaking something to us right now. Those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. Anybody ever seen that the poster on the wall and it had the name of Jesus and had all the names of God on it, everything that he is? When you know a person's name, you can tell that he's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nishi, El Shaddai, the God that's more. He's Adonai. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Ooh, we got an opportunity to have Christmas this year. We've been worshiping. When you hear that worship, that's Christmas. I mean, when you worship, it's Christmas. Bunch of fleshly things taking away the Lord's holiday. He shall save his people from their sins. Christmas is all about deliverance from your sins. Christmas is all about deliverance from your sins. I mean, many people get things to encourage them to continue in their own way. But Christmas is all about Jesus. And we put a whole bunch of stuff in there and really mess this thing up big time. I mean, we've really messed it up big time, but it's all about when Jesus came. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This is a God thing. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, go on to chapter 2, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. I mean, learn something. Didn't say, behold, there came some dummies. Wise men. I mean, you want to be wise, follow wise people. I mean, wisdom is known of her children. You follow all the scriptures about wisdom, and that when you follow the ways of wise people, when you take a, when a wise man does something in scripture, do it. Copy him. I mean, this is a test you can copy on. You'd fail, but you get a smart person sitting next to you and look on the paper. Well, these are some wise men here. This is a smart person. Man, you might be real dumb, but don't be dumb enough not to look at a wise man. I mean, they gave you a clue. Wise men. This is what the wise people did. But the foolish people wasn't able to catch anything. Well, it's the same thing today. Wise people, those that have wisdom, will seek the Lord their God. But the foolish, they don't even know what's going on. They missed it. I mean, they're watching Miracle on 34th Street. But wise people are looking for Jesus. Foolish ones are out in the malls trying to catch the last sale. Foolish ones trying to catch the last sale. Ripping and running to buy things that won't last. Come on. But the wise find out what Christmas is all about. He shall save his people from their sins. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Wise people knew that the Savior had come. And Christmas is all about worship. What gift did he bring? Salvation. Christmas is all about worship. Well, we need to get back to the heart of Christmas. It's all about you, Jesus. It started with that. It started by the Holy Ghost. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from his sins. It's all about you. Now, we get little catchy phrases every now and then, but I tell you what, Jesus really is the reason for the season. It's all about you. You can look at Christmas and find, where did we get this and where did we get that? Where did this come from? You got to be careful Christmas time, because the house goes empty on Christmas. I mean, things go the other way on Christmas. Why are his people? Christmas is all about worship. How are we going to turn it around? We don't have many days left here on the earth, but I believe God for a day when the traffic on the street is not surrounding the mall, but it's the house of God. People are coming to think about there's deliverance. Christmas is about devils coming out. Christmas is about the sick being healed. Christmas is about drug addicts getting off a drug. Christmas is about the revelation of Jesus Christ. Christmas is just church. It's all about Jesus manifested. When Herod the king had heard of these things, he was troubled. I mean, it's always like that with Jesus. Some get glad and some get mad. Some get glad and some get mad. You might as well get glad about it. Herod had trouble because there was a new chief in town. There was one system and one way of doing things, one kingdom, but a new king came to town. Deliverance, deliverance from that one and redemption through this one. Somebody say, Herod's troubled. Herod can rest content today, even though we got supposedly more Christians. Christmas time comes, it don't mean nothing to him. When we found out the name of Jesus should cause some trouble someplace. I mean, the devil should shake in his boots. I mean, hope to the poor. Hope. Escape. Things the devil took years to set up and establish, and it was coming down. There's a new sheriff in town. Trouble. Thank you, Jesus. And all Jerusalem with him. My God. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ should be born. Where is he? Where is it? That's what people are searching for right now. Where is it? Where is the anointing? The Christ is the one that's anointed to get us out of this mess. Herod was troubled and all Jerusalem was troubled. And they said, where is our help? Where will you go? Who will you run to? I go to the rock of my salvation. Where will you run to when it all falls down? Where is this Christ? Where? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Where? There's coming a day where you won't know where to find it. Go find him. Some people need to know where he is. He hasn't hidden his face from you. It's clear. You know where your help is. You know where your hope is. You know where you can get your stuff put back together again. Can't go knock on your next door neighbor's door every day. You better run to Jesus and he can make it out. He can fix it for you. I mean, people run to your brother, your sister, your mother. Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You better not depend on anybody else with Jesus. You better know where to run to. Where is this Christ? Where is this hope? Where is my breakthrough? Things you need, ain't nobody going to give it to you under a Christmas tree. Cologne wears out. Clothes go out of style. TV tubes go up. You can eat all the turkey you want to, but you need to find the anointing of the Holy Ghost for Christmas. Where is this Christ? Where is this anointing? Where is this healing that I need? Where is this breakthrough that I need? See, people are looking for things that can't satisfy. Things get old after a while. You need to get something that renews itself day by day. Where is this Christ? Where is he born? Where can I find some help? You're not going to find anything under the Christmas tree. You'll find a couple things, but it ain't going to make that much of a difference. It'll make you smile, but it'll be in the flea market 3 years from now. Nothing wrong with the Christmas tree, but think about it. Where is this Christ? Go on down the vine. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was spoken by the prophet. This is a Holy Ghost thing. It was prophesied. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou least, same thing today, among the princes of Judea. Where am I going to find my hope? Where am I going to find my breakthrough? Am I going to find it in the big mall? You might have to humble yourself every now and then. Don't look like it'll do you any good, but in the least place, where you're least likely to expect it. I mean, who gives the best gifts? You got to go to the least place. He's likely to pop up where you least likely to expect him. Some people are looking over here and looking over there. It's right there all the time. Go to where God tells you to go. It might look small. It might not. You might have to go there by faith. That small seed, smallest place. Get your breakthrough and get your miracle. Oh, we're talking about Christmas here. Oh, yes, he can turn it around. Yes, he can turn it around. Yes, he can do it. You mean I can sit up in the least and smallest place where it don't look like nobody got any money. Don't look like anybody got any hope. Don't look like anybody got anything that I need. Get there, amen. Go there where the prophet said your deliverance would be. Go to where the word said you'd get a way out. For thou that art least among the princes of Judah, for out of these, the Bible says, out of these shall run rivers of living water. For out of thee. If you get a hold of this, you'll get a big Christmas present. Things the world can't afford. I mean, when you get a hold of this message, every day becomes Christmas. Every day becomes Christmas. Today is Christmas. Yesterday was Christmas. His mercies are new every morning. He keeps on giving and giving and giving. For out of these shall come a governor. You'd have looked up under the tree and there was a governor. I'm going to give you a little bit of government because you're out there on your own. You're out there thinking all kind of crazy mess, stuff that God would never bless. You can't do it on your own. You need a governor for Christmas. You're out there doing things your way, what you think, what you feel, what you want. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Don't you know the government of Jesus Christ is eternal life? That's what Christmas is all about. It's all about the Holy Ghost getting in your business. It's all about you repenting from your sins and following the one and true light, which is Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is all about. There's a government under the tree. Say, don't live this way. Don't walk that way. Do this. Do that. You don't have to be on your own. You don't have to be under the ways of the world. You don't have to be under the government of the devil. I'm here to set you free. I'm here to deliver you. He came to his own as a government. There's a government under the tree, Jesus Christ. When Jesus is your government, everything's going to be all right. He'll say what he means and does what he says. You can't vote him in and you can't vote him out. There's a governor under the tree. You can do whatever you want to do. You can act any kind of way you want to act. But Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace. Say, we got a deliverer. We got somebody that knows what to do, how to do it. And the bill's already been signed and passed. For I have come to set at liberty those that are held captive. Government that comes with his own army. You got a bill of rights. Turn over to Deuteronomy. You got all kind of promises. For out of thee shall come a governor which shall rule. Who? Who? Rule who? It says what? My people. See, everybody putting everybody in there. But everybody's not in there. We get so inclusive. I mean, we just get there. Everybody not in. It said, listen, he shall what? Who shall save his people and which will call his my people. Doesn't it? Do you circle that real quick? Which shall rule my people. That means if you're not under the government of Christ Jesus, if you're not abiding the Holy Ghost and walking in the Spirit, his people hear his voice. Which shall rule my people. Unruly people aren't God's people. Oh, my Lord. That's what he came to save you from, yourself. Which shall save his people from their sins. Well, what's sin? Doing things your own way. I mean, Christmas should be a time we look about getting away from ourselves and getting over to God. Submitting to Jesus Christ. A governor which shall rule my people. Thank God I got a way out for Christmas. Unruly. I mean, and we in this nation, we've turned Christmas around to a time of selfishness. What can I get? How much can I get? Me. My this. My that. Us four, no more mentality. I'm serious. You're missing it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And it usually shows up on his birthday. And on his birthday, everybody gets a present but him. And you'll sacrifice everything to get him. Don't miss the other present under the tree. If you put God first, he'll turn that other stuff around. Wonder why our nation, why we can't control our kids. Christmas is the opportunity for us really to think about some things. Put Jesus under the tree and say, take it or leave it. Give you deliverance from your sin. Which shall rule my people. Rule my people. That means that this should be a Holy Ghost time. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He don't even know what time it is. Do you know what time it is? It's the same thing today. People that are caught up in the system of the world, they don't know what time it is. They don't know this is the last day. People living like they're going to be here forever. Don't you know Jesus is coming? We got no time for that stuff. What time is he coming? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Even the king knows that he's worthy to be worshipped. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They had a Holy Ghost fit. They don't know about joy. Half the people you hear singing on the radio about joy, they don't know what joy is. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. I'm looking for the day when his people find out what Christmas is all about. And they get to the point to where they rejoice with exceedingly great joy. This should be the hardest, most hefty praise time of year we have ever. When we think about everything that he did, it's all wrapped up in Christmas. 2 verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and his mother Mary, and fell down and worshipped him. Get to the point. Don't you worry about nobody. Think, fall down and worship him. Get on your face. If you think, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Don't you worry about a thing. That's what it's all about. Somebody knows how good he is. Somebody knows how good he is. Somebody not just coming in here on routine. Somebody just said, if I could just make it through the door to give him praise. Fall down and worship him sincerely. You didn't learn it in a seminar. It just comes naturally. I mean, we so phony, we have to go to a seminar to learn to praise God. You don't need to learn to praise God. Mary didn't go to a seminar. She didn't go to a seminar to tell Jesus, thank you. You don't have to go to a week-long seminar, read this book and read that book. You just need to think about what he did. Praise just naturally happens. They don't have seminars to make the rocks praise him. He said, if I don't praise him, the very rocks will cry out, glory to God. You don't have to send them to a seminar. His people know what it's all about. Praise just happens right at Christmas time. And they fell down and worshiped him. Fell down and worshiped him. I love to have that comment. And this is where we get the gifts from. This is where they brought in gifts. This is the gift reference. Guess what? The first Christmas sets the precedent for everything. Everybody got one gift except Jesus. They got Jesus and he got an offering. That's Christmas. How many people going crazy, going nuts when they should be in the house praising God? It's a disgrace for you to act up during this season. For you to put anything before him, it's a shame. Put anything before him during that time. It's all about Jesus. If at Christmas time comes and people don't think about deliverance, you've done your children a disservice. Should naturally happen that we fall on our face to worship him. But it's our tradition. Where is it in the Word? I mean, you got to decide what you want. So you got to decide what you want. Do you want religion or tradition, or do you want a move of God? I'm serious. See, when you get things out of seat, Christmas used to be a time when families would come together and they would rejoice. People don't even care about that anymore. They don't care about the meal no more. You should have been eating all year long. I mean, you should have been fellowshipping all year long. It's a shame for us to celebrate and give gifts one week a year and blame it on Jesus. Put a baby in the manger and you don't even know his name. It's all about your sin. Nobody wants to hear it. And we'll do everything to hide it. We'll do anything. I mean, wrapping paper. Wrap it up and package it real good. Anything to fluff it up. Any little thing that we can put in there to hide us from the truth of what it's all about. Any little song we can sing. The devil's deceptive. He sings you to know. Saints used to know, you just listen to some of them old Christmas songs that they used to sing. Born that man no more should die. Okay, and they fell down and worshipped him. Worship came before gift giving. And we're sitting up here biting our nails because Christmas falls on Sunday. Jesus' birthday falls on the Lord's Day and we got a problem. You wouldn't be desperate for a family meal if you've been doing your job all year long. The first thing they did is they fell down, humbled themselves, and put God first. They exalted Jesus, and they worshiped him. And then they opened up their treasures and presented unto Sister Jo. And then they remembered. Joseph just remembered Mary. Now, Mary, you carried Jesus for a real long time, and I just want to say thank you, Mary. Then they just looked, the king said, we've been traveling through the desert all this time to sing Jesus, and I just want to turn around and open up my treasure unto you and say, thank you, partner. You're so special. We're in the Word. Christmas. You better look at Christmas for what Christmas is. It's okay to do all the other stuff, but don't do the other stuff until you do the real stuff. And really, the other stuff you should do all the time. And they opened up their treasures and presented unto one another gifts. No? And presented unto him gifts. And presented unto him gifts. You can afford that. Some of you were biting your nails because you couldn't afford the TV to give away. I just need to squeeze one more sweater into my budget. Lord, let there be a sale. Got to find another bottle of cologne. Why? Because you were really thinking about it, because some of them people would have been a trip. What did they give me this for? You're going to miss Christmas if you don't think what you present to Jesus. One that you can present is your body in worship. And that word, and presented unto him gifts, you can break it down, offerings. Here's something. We should put a bumper sticker up there, an evangelism tool. Christmas is a tacky day where everybody gets a present except the birthday boy. And they don't appreciate what they get anyhow, because there's only one gift they need to get. And they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Think about Christmas this year. Think about Jesus this year. Think about the gift. Think about deliverance and be glad about it. I mean, at Christmas time, we need to be evangelistically minded. There's power. Receive the gift of God and the grace of God and be a blessing. Offer to someone deliverance. Don't you know more people are trying to kill themselves this time of year than any time? But you have the ability to make a difference. God is doing a great thing in our midst, and he's only just begun. Don't you dare. You better not forget Jesus. It's all about you. Why don't you stand right where you are? Did y'all enjoy that this morning? We bless your holy name.
Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.